This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the Sound Off. We're sounding off here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with Richie Ote. What's up, man?
How's it going, Steve?
Alrighty, Wayway's hanging at Danny's studio. What's up, my man? And Mary Goulet is off on the beach somewhere. So we needed another voice of reason in here. So we brought in a backup. We got to have, you know, the voice of reason to balance us here. So
otherwise known as just any woman.
Woman that we could find. Any woman that we could find whatsoever.
Balance our madness.
As a matter of fact, it's funny because every time we have a woman join us in studio, like, I don't know, for like 4 or 5 months, it's like it happens every time. Mary is not here. Whenever we have a woman join us in studio, it's been like 4 or 5 months since we've had a woman in studio, and Mary has also been here. So to present the voice of reason, we have Nicole Holland herself hanging out with us here as we sound off, and I'm excited because, well, there's a lot going on in the world. And I'm sure that you would have your own guesses and takes and thoughts and perspectives on all of this. But, you know, it's interesting. So we had talked about it being 420, being April 20th, right? And we had talked about that. And so one of the things that, of course, happens is there's a lot of smoke, right, that is created from all of that smoking and partaking. And it makes the air quality a little less than desirable, right? I mean, that's just kind of what happens. A lot of smoke in the air, and the air quality gets to be a little less desirable. So, got me thinking, like, where are the places in the United States right now where, even without everything that goes on 420, the air quality is just undesirable? Because, like, maybe that would be the place to go, right? Maybe that would be the place to go and start your farm. And have you know, and have like your little just your little cult of followers there who hang out and partake and do things to, well, contribute to the way that the air quality is. And so maybe it should be in one of these cities that already has really bad air quality.
So you're talking air quality like bad for your health? You're talking air quality like,
yeah,
sitting down from a farm? You know, there's stinky that might not, you know, like, what kind of air quality are you talking about?
I think what we're really talking about here is,
because we're deep diving on some important stuff right here.
Right.
So obviously, yes, like, so, earth-shattering stuff.
So we're talking about air pollution, unhealthy air. And I think it's appropriate here because, you know, our main Trump is deciding to slash the EPA's budget. And so, interestingly enough, he was talking about in the recent budget to slash it by 31%, which is like, I mean, a ridiculous amount of money. And this is an agency that really tries to help with the quality of the air and other things that you know, that you would think, like, of all the things. I mean, you're from Canada, so you don't, you know, it's like, it kind of affects you because it floats upwards. But yeah, I don't know if you're following this or not. So basically, all the money that's supposed to go into good things is being basically nixed, and all the money that's supposed to go to, like, things that not everybody agrees with the bad things, that's getting plenty of funding. So the EPA is one of those that's getting some serious cuts to the point of 31% of their budget is proposed to be cut. And so what's really interesting here is when you think about the places where you could live and you choose to live in certain places, do you take into consideration the quality of the air in those places? Like, do you know, for instance, that 6 of the cities in the United States that have among the highest unhealthy levels of short-term particle pollution, so short-term air pollution, are here in this great state of California? 6 of the 10.
Well, the way you worded that, emphasized the highest. Yes. I'm not quite sure what you mean by the air quality either. Again,
wait, is that just
pun intended? Pun intended on that one.
It just simply says unhealthy levels of short-term particle pollution. Now, say that on a microphone without popping it. Good luck with that. So, yeah. So short-term particle pollution, unhealthy levels. And got so it. I'm
so
thinking
like tire
that means
dust and stuff like that.
Tire dust, factories, you know, emissions from God knows what. My right. stoner friends, the cows, I think probably all of that
all of the above.
Stuff.
So,
yes, wait.
So say the question one more time now.
So top 10 cities is where I want to go with this.
But you in said terms something of, about with California.
Six of the top 10 are in California,
right.
interestingly
but,
enough. Yes.
See, I'm assuming that your definition includes dust particulate.
I would think so.
You know, Los Angeles, long before it was a metropolitan hub, had really bad air because
yeah.
it was in a valley and all the dirt would churn up. So mm-hmm. even before smog, so being California's desert, you know, go up to the Fresno Valley, there's probably a lot of dust blowing around mm-hmm. that we wouldn't necessarily think of as being air pollution.
Yeah, so you nailed two out of the 10, and you had nailed number three, which is Fresno. Fresno is on the list as number three in terms of the 10 cities. And their surrounding metro areas are the highest unhealthy levels of short-term particle pollution. And Los Angeles is number 9. So want to guess, any guesses, Nicole, in terms of other cities that
Buffalo,
might be on that
Pittsburgh.
List? Buffalo and Pittsburgh, believe it or not, are not on that list.
Detroit
is not on that list. Mm. What do you think, Richie? You got any guesses? Wade, you got any other guesses?
Well, again, I'm going to think it's going to be in the south and southwest because of the dirt.
Like, mm-hmm. Is Calexico, or not Calexico, because that's like, but what?
El Centro.
El Centro is not on there.
And let me just, if I can throw this in real quick.
Yep.
Canada, pollution, so on and so forth. Our acid rain problem that was hurting Canada prompted them to do a lawsuit. So part of the reason why those, you know, Great Lake cities aren't heavy polluters anymore is because over the past 20 years, we've been shutting down everything that causes pollution up there. So I think a lot of it's probably just natural dirt.
Mm-hmm. So here's where it gets interesting. So, all right, I'll give you the California ones. Bakersfield is on that list. Mm-hmm. And again, these are all valley cities, which certainly makes sense. Visalia, which I've never heard of. Fresno, as I said, Modesto is on there as well, and San Francisco would be the sixth of the California cities to be on that list. There were a couple that I thought were pretty interesting here, not the least of which is Fairbanks, Alaska. I would never have thunk that Alaska would have short-term air pollution problems. What is going on in Fairbanks, Alaska?
That's all the stoners.
That's all the stoners. Okay, that makes sense there. All right, and then so Reno, Nevada.
Middle of the dirt.
Logan, Utah, which I have no idea where that is in relation to like Salt Lake, but I guess it's got to be close because there are not very many cities in Utah at all, so I guess it's probably right there with Salt Lake somewhere. And that was it. So Bakersfield, California, Visalia, California, Fresno, California, Modesto, California was the fourth one. Fairbanks, Alaska, San Francisco, Salt Lake City. So there is Salt Lake City. So there we go. Okay, so those two are together. Salt Lake City, Logan, Utah, Los Angeles, and Reno
yeah,
are
so
the
everything,
top 10.
Everything but San Francisco is just a dirty, dusty. You know, Salt Lake City's right next to that the Salt Lake or whatever that's got
it is literally
all that
a salt
exposed
lake. Yeah.
All that exposed dirt and everything.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah, it's mostly just dust.
Dust and
half of
blech.
Half of the facts and stuff are just common sense, right? Like the one we were talking about the other way, Wade, or the other day, the most accidents happen within 5 miles of your home. You're
that's
like,
because everything you do is within 5 miles
exactly.
of your house.
So it's like, no wonder.
All right, so let's flip the script here. And where do you think there were only six metro areas in all of the United States that recorded zero days when pollution reached unhealthy levels? According to this report, which, by the way, is the State of the Air 2017 report from the American Lung Association. So take a wild guess, any guess whatsoever. And this is like shooting at bats in the dark here.
I'm going to say the upper Midwest.
Montana.
Okay, so let's see. So the upper Midwest and Montana. What other guesses do we have here?
Hawaii.
Okay, so I will give you that one. Okay, so Honolulu is one of the six metro areas where no days of pollution reached unhealthy levels. Any other guesses? Any other guesses?
It's hard to have a bunch of dust particulates.
Someplace,
over the ocean.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa is not there. All right, I'll give you a hint. East Coast. for two of them. East Coast. Yep. Actually, for three, four of them. Five. They're all East Coast.
Raleigh, Asheville. North Carolina.
Actually, close. Wilmington, North Carolina is on that list. Yep. This okay. So no more in North Carolina. East Coast. So we got East Coast. You're never going to guess this one in New York, but it is a city in New York.
Oh.
That I've never heard of. Elmira. Elmira. Elmira.
Elmira.
I do not know that one.
Well is Connecticut and Maine pretty clean?
You know what? Interestingly enough, they are not on here, but Burlington, Vermont is. So there you go. So Burlington, Vermont. And now the last three are in Florida. Florida, which I would have thought might have, because of the humidity and everything else, I would have thought that the air pollution quality actually would not. I thought it might have been poor. But interestingly enough, three of the 10 cities are in Florida that did not have any days of pollution reaching unhealthy levels. Any guesses on a city?
Vero Beach.
Any guesses? Richie, anything?
Miami.
Miami. Wade, any guesses? Anything? Nothing. Wade is busy. He's I'm done with your pollution talk. I'm going out and smoking myself right now. I'm finished. Actually, Fort Myers and Naples and Melbourne, Florida. So there you go. So if you want to, I guess, breathe clean, quality, beautiful air, Fort Myers, Naples, Melbourne, Wilmington, North Carolina, Burlington, Vermont, Honolulu, and Elmira, New York, and stay out of California, evidently, is kind of the moral of the story there, guys. All right, well, do your part to keep the air clean and go and tell your representatives to not let them slash the EPA budget. Do your part. All right, guys, we love you. We'll talk to you here next time on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.